From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. The United States says it has identified potential preparations for a chemical attack by Syrian government forces similar to an April attack in northern Syria that prompted U.S. airstrikes in response. A statement late Monday from White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer warned Syrian President Bashar al-Assad that if government forces do carry out another chemical attack, then he and his military will pay a heavy price. There was no specific information or evidence presented about the alleged preparations. Assad has rejected that his forces were responsible for what happened in April, saying the incident was a fabrication the United States used to justify a military strike against Syrian forces. The U.S. Supreme Court Monday gave a partial victory to President Donald Trump, allowing parts of his revised travel ban to take effect until it reviews the issue definitively in October. Mr. Trump's executive order bans granting new visas for travelers from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen for 90 days and suspends the U.S. refugee program for 120 days. Federal courts in Hawaii and Maryland blocked the so-called Muslim ban after it was issued in March. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer commented on the ruling.
The president was honored by the 9-0 decision that allows him to use an important tool to protect our nation's homeland. His number one responsibility as commander-in-chief is to keep the American people safe, and that's exactly what this executive order does.
Activists are also questioning the court stipulating that nationals of the 6 affected countries can only travel to the United States if they have a bona fide or authentic, verifiable relationship with people or other organizations here. This is VOA News. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says the number of Americans without health insurance would rise by 22 million during the next decade under the U.S. Senate's version of a health care bill to replace the Affordable Care Act. That number is 1 million lower than the CBO estimated under the House of Representatives bill that narrowly passed last month. The CBO said Monday the Senate bill would reduce the federal deficit by $321 billion by 2026, compared to a $119 billion reduction for the House version. Estimates for both bills expect average health insurance premiums to rise in the first 2 years, but fall beginning in 2020 while people pay more out of their pocket for deductibles and copayments. The White House criticized the CBO as having a history of inaccuracy when it comes to estimating the effects of health care laws. The United States is set to declare China as among the world's worst offenders in human trafficking and forced labor, placing it alongside countries the U.S. has long disparaged, Iran, North Korea, and Syria. The designation, expected to be formally announced by U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, would further aggravate tensions between Washington and Beijing at a time when U.S. President Donald Trump had sought to enlist Chinese President Xi Jinping in an effort to curb North Korea's nuclear weapons development. President Trump and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi are pledging to work together to boost security and trade ties. Declaring his talks with President Trump very successful and very fruitful, the visiting Indian Prime Minister gave his host a trademark bear hug in the White House Rose Garden. Security was a major focus for their discussions. Modi announced increased cooperation on fighting terrorism, including enhanced shared of intelligence.
And we have agreed to enhance our cooperation in fighting against these scourges, fighting terrorism and doing away with their safe shelters, their sanctuaries and safe havens will be an important part of our cooperation.
And Mr. Trump said India and the United States can set an example for many other nations and make great strides in defeating common threats.
Both our nations have been struck by the evils of terrorism, and we are both determined to destroy terrorist organizations and the radical ideology that drives them.
The United Nations has declared the war between Colombia and FARC rebels formally over Monday after the rebels completed their disarmament. UN monitors said that they have the entirety of the FARC's registered individual arms stored away, except for a handful of weapons being used for security and rural demobilization camps. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.